Good evening. It is week two of the Kobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, brought to you by Kobos Insurance Center, your Grange independent agent. I'm your host, Rocco Nucci, joined alongside by Tom Evans, once again, sitting on the other side of this lovely COVID-friendly transparent shower curtain that we have here in the WEOL studios. Well, I'll tell you what, Tom, might need to de-dust this thing at some point in time. Who knows? I don't know if I'm the one that will be suckered into doing that. But nonetheless, you have us for the next half hour or so on the Kobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show. Hey, a special guest will be joining us this week, and we can confirm that, folks. We can confirm we do have a guest this week. He is Midview Wrestling Head Coach Sean Bristow. He will be joining us next segment. As I tell you what, Tom, his middies off to a fantastic start this season, so we'll hear what his wrestling middies are up to again as we catch up with Coach Bristow here next segment. But wrestling season in full swing, Tom. Finally, we got multiple duels, multiple events to be talking about throughout the course of the week. It's just a lot of fun again.
Yeah, and we come out for some of those big early season tournaments, and we get into dual meets, start kicking in. The SWC really gets after their duels early on, and we saw a couple duels on last Thursday. Midview bested Amherst 40-36. We'll talk with Sean about that and see. It looks like there were some key matches in that one. Avon Lake put a thumping on Berea Mid-Park, and by my record, I think I've got Avon Lake at 2-0. They beat Avon, and they've beaten Avon Lake Berea Mid-Park right now, so Avon Lake on a pretty good roll over there. But getting the duels up and going right now in the SWC, you know, the SWC uses that formula where they do a combination of the dual results and then the tournament results to determine the league champion.
That's right.
And that's a good way to do it. They've got a lot of good wrestling schools in the SWC, so that way, you know, one way or the other, it all kind of balances itself out.
Absolutely, and one of those SWC schools will be the focal point of our conversation next segment. Again, that will be with Midview head wrestling coach Sean Bristow. And, of course, these holiday tournaments and duels starting to roll around as well, some of those bigger ones throughout the area. Maybe not as big this year or last year, for that matter, compared to, you know, a couple of the years prior, as you know, we still battle COVID and everything, and that's really starting to ramp up here in December, unfortunately. But that aside, again, really starting to see a lot of really good events in duels starting to take place and shape here across Lorain County, really across all of Ohio for that matter. So we'll step aside, take a quick break. On the other side, we will be joined by Midview head wrestling coach Sean Bristow as he talks some middies wrestling with us right here on the Kobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, AM 930, 100.3 FM. Tom Evans, you can find us online anytime
at WEOL.com.
And welcome back on in. This is the Kobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, brought to you by Kobos Insurance, your Grange independent agent. Rocco Nucci, Tom Evans here with you, and let's go on over to Midview, and let's talk some middies wrestling with head coach of the Midview Middies Wrestling Program. You know him as Coach Sean Bristow. Coach Bristow, thank you very much for joining us here this evening to talk some middies wrestling. How you doing, Coach?
Good, doing well. Thank you for having me on, guys.
Oh, absolutely, Coach. Thank you very much for, you know, lending some time here this evening to talk some Midview wrestling. And I want to start with a duel that you guys had with Amherst. You guys come out on top in that one. You had some nice individual performances across the board. And I'll let Tom squeeze in some questions here as well. But Coach, I just wanted to start, you know, your overall thought, your thoughts from that duel with Amherst and how you guys went about your business there.
It was a good duel. You know, we're shooting to try to win one week at a time, one duel match at a time, and a couple guys out, but no excuses. Amherst has a nice team. Coach Walker's doing a nice job on short notice of taking over the program, and it was kind of back and forth. One match that kind of stands out in my mind was Gage Baraboo. He's a freshman for us at 106, and him and the 106 from Amherst were kind of going back and forth, you know, throughout the whole match, and we stressed bonus points and putting points up on the board and scoring. And at the end, he got the pins, which was huge for us.
Coach, what weight did they start at in the duel? Did that come down to be one of the finishing matches? I was trying to figure out by looking at the results to see where they started, maybe.
Yeah, we actually started at 190. Coach Walker contacted us, and his, I think it was Ronnie Chandler's son, had a choir concert. And he's like, hey, I know we can count on you, Coach Bristow. Can we start at 190? I said, absolutely. You know, it's going to get the kid a match and get him to his, you know, get to his choir concert. That's fine. So we started at 190.
Okay, yeah, just a little curious because I wondered if it came down to. I know that was a big. That's a 9-point swing in the match with Baraboo coming from behind to get the pin over Van Anthony Trunzo, a pretty good kid who ended up placing third over at the weekend at Hudson. So, Coach, talk to us about the development of the team so far. You know, it looks like you're filling out that lineup a little bit. You weren't sure if you had any studs coming in, but it looks like they're making progress. You're 2-0 in the SWC right now. You came off a pretty decent weekend. Tell us a little bit about Vermillion too, the Vermillion Duels.
Yeah, you know, we're grinding. You know, we're still pretty young. But, you know, working hard each and every day. And you know, like I said, we try to focus on the bonus points in the dual matches and training hard, and hopefully big things will pay off. Over at Vermillion, we had a good week, too. We went 4-1. It was supposed to be a 10-team event, but it was down to just Friday night. We ended up having 5 duels on Friday night. It was a late night, but we went 4-1 there and lost to a really tough team, Lakota.
Oh, Lakota came all the way over for that one from over in Northwest Ohio, huh?
Yes, they have a nice team.
Nice little program over there. Coach, talk to me about some of your standouts this year. You know, we talked in the preseason, and you thought you were going to have a pretty full lineup coming into this. Again, you didn't bring back any state qualifiers, but talk to me about some kids that are really standing out for you right now.
Yeah, you know, over the week, just from last week, you know, Baraboo's doing real well. Hunter Anderson was a middleweight MVP. He's at 144 right now. He was 6-0 on the week. He had a good week. We had our 190, he went 4-2, Tyler Smith. Austin Dye's doing real well at heavyweight right now. He was 6-0 last week. We had a fill-in at 215 for Dylan Bell, Nathan Schenberger, and he was 4-1. And then we had Tyler Dye. He's doing real well so far. He was 6-0 on the week, too. So we got some good things going on here.
Coach, you know, you've had some pretty good heavyweights through the years. Now, you're a former 112-pounder, I think. Here's how old I was feeling today, Sean. I remember, I think I coached you in the East-West All-Star meet way back in the day. But you've had some really good heavyweights over at Midview. Who's working with your big kids?
Yes, yeah, so the thing with our heavyweights, actually, Tom, is we have four heavyweights, and three of them could be starters. So they're brawling with each other each and every day. Our wrestle off between Austin Dye and a boy named Josh Matisic have kind of went back and forth. Austin Dye's got the nod for our matches so far, but it's helping that there's more than one guy in the room to brawl with each other. They're all making each other better.
Nice to have someone to feed off. And we saw that SWC named Hunter Anderson, I think, Wrestler of the Week in the SWC. Talk to us a little bit about Hunter's work.
Yeah, you know, Hunter, we're getting him. He was, like I said, 6-0. And he's putting points up on the board. At first, you know, he's like, I got to go 138, 144 is going to be too big. I said, you know, all the coaches on the staff said, why not just try 44, stay healthy, be able to eat, you know, don't cut a lot of weight and see how it goes. And so far it's worked out in his favor. The rest of the week for the conference, that's really good. We're excited about that. And we're looking for big things on him. We want him to finish the third period a little bit more. He kind of had some kids coming back at him on Vermillion and Amherst. But, yeah, he's looking good. He's got to finish the matches all the way through.
Coach Sean Bristow from Midview Wrestling is our guest here on the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show. Coach, I saw on social media that your guys' matchup tomorrow with Keystone is canceled. And like you mentioned, with some of the other meets in duel so far earlier in this season, you've had some teams that had to drop out or back out, you know, for various reasons. So how do you approach that with your kids? How do you tell them to sort of, you know, handle these cancellations and continue to work even if you do have events or duels that go by the wayside?
With Keystone, we have no COVID issues, just to get that on the table.
Yeah.
But we definitely have a lot of guys sick. You know, there was probably like 7 guys missing yesterday from practice. A couple kids, you know, went and got some tests and just, you know, have some colds going on. And it was just like, man, we're not going to even be able to field too many guys. I know Keystone had a couple guys that were sick also at his practice, Coach Bondruska. And we just going to try to reschedule that. You know, and giving the guys a couple of days off for Christmas and Christmas Eve. But, you know, we're stressing. If you guys are feeling fine, you know, get a hard run in, get a good lift in. Don't take these days off, because every day you miss is the day your opponent gets ahead of you, that's for sure.
Sean, is this the first time you guys are passing on a big Christmas tournament? You guys aren't at Medina. You're not over at Brecksville, although you come back a couple weeks later with the Bill D's, which is huge. But your thought process between maybe not heading over to one of those big ones at Christmas time?
Yeah, you know, I've had a couple parents say, hey, how come we're not in the Medina? How come we're not in the Brecksville? So I said, you know, we kind of mixed it up this year. We have some stuff that might not be as tough, but it's going to build some confidence for our newer and younger guys. But at the same time, you know, we had the Solon, which is really solid, and the Bill D's coming up, and, of course, the conference with Elyria and stuff in it. So we kind of have a mix. We go to West Holmes in February, that's a real nice tournament. It's a pool tournament. The guys get maximum amount of matches, and that's also a tough one, too.
Well, Coach Bristow, we certainly appreciate your time here this evening. Thank you very much for stopping on by and updating us with what's going on over there with the Midview Middies wrestling program. You guys are off to a fantastic start this season, as Tom just mentioned, with guys like Hunter really showing out right now. And, of course, you guys overall did very well at the Vermilion Supers and in that duel against Amherst as well, performing rather well. So, Coach Bristow, thank you again for joining us here this evening. We always appreciate your time, and best of luck moving forward after the holiday break.
All right, thank you, guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Sean.
And there he goes, head wrestling coach of Midview. You know him well as Coach Sean Bristow. And Tom, I mean, wow, Midview just off to a really strong start this season. I remember talking to Coach Bristow at the preview show at the Brew Kettle. I remember, you know, one of the things you even mentioned there during our interview was he wasn't sure about his quote-unquote studs heading into this season, but certainly seems like he's got a couple under his belt already.
You know, Sean's the program's been very, very solid under Sean's direction over in Midview. The thing that I sensed from that the preview show was that he was going to fill some weight classes up. It was just a matter of some guys getting in the right weight classes and also just getting some matches under their belt. And, you know, he's certainly gone about it the right way. They've had a couple SWC duels, but Vermilion's always a good tournament. They go over there and get five duels in over there, so they're going to get some duels under their belt. And that gets everybody on the team matches. When you go to a tournament like Medina at Christmas time, sometimes your younger kids they're two and out, and they're not getting quality matches. So there's a good and bad to that for your team. But Sean always done a nice job over at Midview, and Midview's back on the map over there. I love the fact that, you know, he's got a lot of big kids out. We talk about as coaches a lot of times that, you know, sometimes you don't get the football players out, those 90-pounders, 215, 285s. But the skill set that wrestling helps them with is just unbelievable.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and it's always great to see, you know, the connection there between wrestling and football. I remember our conversation with Coach Melvin over there in North Ridgeville. He's a big proponent of that as well, so, you know, the two sports always intertwine. So once again, a big thank you to Midview head wrestling coach Sean Bristow for giving us some time here on the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show. We'll step aside, take a quick break, and put some finishing touches on this thing when we come back right here on the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, presented by Cobos Insurance, your Grange independent agent. We're on AM 930, 100.3 FM. Tom, we're online
at WEOL.com.
Heading towards that final bell here on the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, brought to you by Cobos Insurance, your Grange independent agent. Rocco Nucci, Tom Evans here with you, and once again, a big thank you to Midview wrestling head coach Sean Bristow for joining us last segment, catching us up with what's happening over there with the Middies wrestling program. And if you missed it, folks, I can tell you one thing. It's good things happening over there at Midview Wrestling right now. Of course, you can go to WEOL.com after the show and re-listen back online again if you missed our conversation with Coach Bristow. So again, Rocco Nucci, Tom Evans here with you, putting a finishing touch here on the show. And Tom, we had a couple of other events and stuff happening within this past week that we didn't get a chance to really get into. I know Elyria was in action. I think Avon was in action as well. You mentioned Avon Lake as well. So what all did we not talk about yet that happened in this past week?
Well, one of the big tournaments was Elyria headed over to Indiana to the Carnahan Invitational. I think that's widely considered the best tournament in the state of Indiana, and they came out of that tournament 6th out of 14 teams, scored 117 points. Some of the big news over there is that Nate Burnett ended up runner-up at 138 pounds. He lost to the number 2-ranked wrestler in the country in the championship bout, and they placed 6 other kids. They had 3/3 and 3/5 over there, or 2/3, I'm sorry, and 4/5 over there. Trinsky and Pedrazia at 160, 152 ended up 3rd, and Holm, Munoz, McKinney, and Tucholsky all ended up 5th at their weight classes over there. So a nice turnout by Elyria. They're going to bring it back home. They're going to head over to the oldest Christmas wrestling tournament in the country, the Brecksville Wrestling Tournament. They'll be the lone Lorain County School over at Brecksville at Christmas time.
All right. Well, we'll certainly be looking forward to that. I did a little bit of homework myself here, Tom, if I can impress you here for a second. The Hudson Holiday Tournament also took place this past week, and a couple of guys from Amherst did rather well here. Jacob Bally got 2nd place in his weight class. Van Anthony Trunzo was 3rd place at 106 pounds. Ryan Trowbridge also 3rd place at 113 pounds. And in the Findlay Invitational, Lorain and Firelands performing well here. North Ridgeville was supposed to be there. We didn't see them in the results. I'm not exactly sure what happened there, but as far as Lorraine and Firelands are concerned, they had some good performances. Vincent Bonomino, second place for Lorraine at 106 pounds. Colin Ekman from Firelands had third place in that same weight class. Ruben Pina Lorenzana, a name that we've talked about what feels like countless times here on the Wrestling Recap Show. He did just fine as well, second place at 120 pounds. Kevin Williams from Firelands, second place at 132. Caden King from Firelands, second at 150 pounds. Mason Stanley, second place at 165. And Lorraine had a couple of placers as well. Santino Humphrey, fourth place at 144. So Lorraine and Firelands, two programs there that held their own there at the Findlay, Tom.
Absolutely. And going back to that coach, the preview show, we talked to the LC8 coaches, and they were all kind of saying Firelands is the team to watch, and this is the first time we got some big results from Firelands going out to that Findlay tournament. I think people in the LC8 know that's that lineup, those names that you just read, they're the team to beat in the LC8 this year.
Yeah, no question about that, and a bunch of second place finishes there at the Findlay, so hats off to them. And one other event that I wanted to talk about with you, Tom, that's coming up is this Medina Invitational, and kind of like you said during the commercial break there, it's a bit of a mini SWC tournament, if you will, with a bunch of SWC schools in attendance there.
Well, yeah, Avon Lake, Columbia's heading down there, North Ridgeville's heading down there as well, and in the past, you know, we just got done talking to Sean Bristow. Midview had been down there before. They're not down there this year. I like what Sean's doing, kind of moving around. And actually, Avon's kind of new to that tournament. We know Coach Johnson is a Brecksville graduate, so I think he really enjoyed going back to the Brecksville tournament. I think he just came of the decision, hey, we need a little bit different look with a little bit different people. They head down to Medina. Although they see Avon Lake again, this will be about the third or fourth time they're going to run into Avon Lake. But in a tournament that size, you know, sometimes with 40-plus teams entered into the tournament, the chances of them going head-to-head with Avon Lake again are relatively slim. But that's a good test at Christmas time. That's certainly a well-run tournament. The Hotellings have run that tournament for a long, long time down there. Medina, it's turned into one of the premier holiday tournaments. You see a lot of teams come from Michigan, out-of-state teams, some Southern Ohio teams. It'll be a real good test for the Lorain County wrestlers.
Tom, as you go about building a program, not necessarily from the ground up, but, you know, take a Midview, for example, as we talked with Coach Bristow. How do you go about balancing, you know, trying to attend some of these, you know, big-time events while also not scheduling as many of those to get, you know, maybe your full roster, some more matches and things like that? How do you go about that balance?
Well, you gotta pick your spots on some of that, and you have to know your team a little bit. And one thing that always stuck in my head when I was a young coach, we went over to Southview for a scrimmage, and Dan Turnus was a Hall of Fame coach over at Southview, and he pulled me aside, and we were just talking about scheduling in general, and he said, Tommy, find wins for your kids. When you're a young team, find places for your kids to win, for your kids to get confident. And we did that. So when we had a young team, we always found places. But also, when you've got some kids, when you got some studs, you got to find some places to challenge them. You know, I had Alex Stepanovich at heavyweight, and we'd send him down to Medina because that was a good tournament. He'd get some good work because, quite honestly, at that point in time, he was so dominant at heavyweight. A lot of teams wouldn't put their kid on the mat with him in dual meets and other tournaments. So we really needed to get pushed. So you see Eric Burnett, you know, they're all over the country. He's got, but they've got a lineup that can handle that, though.
Sure,
you know,
yeah.
some of that list of names that we read, they're not going 0-2 in those tournaments. So they're getting good quality matches in, and it's building for the end of the season. We know that he's got a couple different schedules. He's got some other kids in some other tournaments where he needs to get some wins. So it's knowing your team and knowing where to get kids in. And sometimes when you go to a big tournament like that, maybe you don't enter your whole team. You know, Beast of the East, you know, Eric didn't send the whole area team out there. He sent, I think, six kids out there that he knew that could compete, had a chance to win some matches, but he just wouldn't send kids out there just to get thumped and just go 0-2. Yeah, that's how you lose wrestlers from your program real quickly. So that advice from Dan Turnus has stuck in my head to this day. You know, find a win for your kids. And I think Sean Bristow is a perfect example of that. Got a nice little dual meet team. He's not going to wrestle in a Christmas tournament this year. He went over to Vermillion, got a lot of duels for those kids. He's got another big duel where those kids are going to get five or six matches over two days. Good for Sean.
Yeah, that's a prime example right there, getting a good amount of matches in while also putting your kids in a spot where they can realistically get those wins and get the confidence to start building. So very good stuff there. All right, well, that will do it for us here on the second edition of the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show. Once again, brought to you by Cobos Insurance, your Grange independent agent. And again, a big, big thank you to Midview Wrestling head coach Sean Bristow, kind enough to lend us some time here this evening. Again, if you missed the show, you can tune in on WEOL.com to listen to the replay. Chile. And Tom, a big thank you to you as well for joining me here this week, and a big Merry Christmas to you and yours as we hit the holiday weekend.
Same to you, Rocco. And this truly is Christmas with all these wrestling tournaments, all this stuff going on. This is like a double Christmas for me. I'll get my bracket sheets out and I'll space the tournaments out and get out and visit some different tournaments, get to see some different kids as the season goes on. So happy holidays to you as well.
Santa's letting a lot of wrestling going on right now. You must have been nice this year, Tom. How about that?
Depends on who you talk to, Rocco.
That's very true, very true. So for Midview Wrestling Head Coach Sean Bristow, again, a big thank you to him. For Tom Evans, I'm Rocco Nushi saying thank you for tuning in to the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, brought to you by Cobos Insurance, your Grange independent agent. We will see you next time.